Welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Tanakh, it's the Hebrew Bible. You can view the program, the ministries at these following locations: goodhouse1968.airtime.pro, goodhouse1968.net, goodhouse1968.space, blogtalkradio.com/goodhouse1968. Or if you'd like to make a donation and purchase spiritual music, you can go to goodhouse1968.name. Please support the ministries and purchase the spiritual music and ministry tracks. Good, I petition that the brothers and sisters find it in their hearts to support the ministries. I pray that they are satisfied with my ministry work, and if not, I pray that they'll let me know. I pray that you strengthen them up and guide them in the right direction, the truthful direction. I pray that you direct their steps and protect them under your bosom. I pray this in the name of Yeshua. Amen. It says at Psalms 28, verse 8 through 9, it tells how good teaches the sinner the way to live, and guides the humble to do what is right and to live a life his way, good's way, which shows how good sticks to the meek and humble. So if you want good on your side, you have to change your wicked ways. You have to change your ways from sinning. You have to change your sinful ways to righteous ways. As Psalms 31 verse 3 says, "You are my rock and fortress. Lead me and guide for your name's sake or glory." Which shows the belief that Christians have in good. So we believe in the glory of good and not forsaking the name of good. We believe in preaching about Adonai or Jehovah, because those both are his names. And we bring glory and praise to his name. As Psalms chapter 73, verse 24 says, "You will guide me with your advice, good, and afterwards you will receive me with honors or in heaven." So, this is letting us know the brother here believes strongly in good and the journey to heaven, which proves that you do go to heaven if you are righteous. At Proverbs chapter 23, verse 19 says, You, my son, listen, be wise, and set your mind on the right way of good's guidance. So you want to place your mind on having guidance, spiritual guidance from good. And that will be guiding the soul, the spirit, the heart, and everything as well as you. At John chapter 16, verse 13 says, "However, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but will say only what he hears." The truth about what's going on with God's word and people today. He will also announce to you the events of the future. He will receive from what is Yeshua's, or Jesus Christ, what is his, and will announce it to you. He is speaking of a message before Christ's return to guide the brothers and sisters today. So when we're speaking about this special person or this spirit, we're speaking about the spirit of truth. And it's supposed to be an individual to come that will guide them into the prophetic meanings of the scriptures or the Bible. And it's supposed to be a male, and he's supposed to take upon what is Christ and use it for the benefit of Christ and the brothers and sisters today. All right. That is it for my sermon. And now I go into the Bible reading. The spirit of truth is also the Holy Spirit, which will be upon the brother. So it's the he, but he will have powers and authorities of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of truth. And it goes to say at Samuel, the sixth chapter, The Ark of Good was in the country of the Philistine for 7 months. The Philistine summoned the priests and soothsayers and asked them, "What are we to do with the Ark of Good? Tell us how to send it back where it belongs." They said, "If you do send off the Ark of Good of God of Israel, don't send it back empty, but return it with some sort of guilt offering for him. Then you will be cured, and you will learn why he has not stopped oppressing you." They asked, "What kind of guilt offering should we send him?" And they replied, 5 gold models of tumors and 5 gold rats, because that's how many leaders the Philistines have, and you and your leaders all had the same illness. So make models of your tumors and models of your rats that are infesting your land, and show respect to the God of Israel. Maybe he will stop oppressing you, your gods, and your land. Why be obstinate like the Egyptians and Pharaoh were? When he had done his work among them, didn't they let the people go? And they left. Now take and prepare yourselves a new cart and 2 milk cows that have never been under a yoke. Harness the cows to the cart, but put their calves back in the shed. Then take the Ark of Good and lay it on the cart. In a box next to it, put the gold objects you are sending back to him as a guilt offering. Then send it away to go off by itself. But watch to see if it goes up the road to Beit Shema and its own territory. If it does, he is responsible for this great tragedy. If not, we will know that it is not his oppression which has been over us, but that what has been happening to us has been only by chance." The men did it. They took 2 milk cows, harnessed them to the cart, and confined their calves to the shed. Then they put the Ark on the cart, along with the box containing gold rats and models of their tumors. The cows made straight for the road to Beit Shema and took that route, mooing as they went and turning off neither to the right nor to the left. The leaders of the Philistines followed them as far as the border of Beit Shemesh. The people of Beit Shemesh were harvesting their wheat in the valley when they looked up and saw the ark. They were so happy to see it. The cart entered the field of Joshua the Beit Shemeshai, and stood there by a big rock. They cut up the wood of the cart and offered up the cows as a burnt offering to God. Then the Levium removed the Ark of God, or Good, and the box that was with it, which contained the gold objects, put them on the big rock. That same day the men of Beit Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices to God. Upon seeing this, the 5 leaders of the Philistines returned that day to Ekron. The gold tumors which the Philistines sent back as the guilt offering for good were 1 each for Ashdod, Ashur, Ashkelon, Gad, and Ekron. And the gold rats also corresponded to the number of all the cities of the Philistines that belonged to the 5 leaders. Fortified cities and country villages. The rock is a witness to this day of the great mourning, which results from putting the Ark of Good on it in the field of Joshua, the Beit Shemeshai. For good struck the people of Beit Shemesh for looking at the Ark of Good. He killed 50,070 of the people. The people mourn because good has struck them with such a terrible slaughter. The people of Beit Shemesh asked, "Who can stand before good, this holy God? To whom can we send it to get it away from us?" They sent messengers to the people living in Kiryat Yama with this message: "The Philistines have returned the Ark of Good. Come down and bring it back with you." So again, we see here tampering with holy artifacts, even if you are not a Jew or not of the children of Israel. Even if you're not a Christian, it affects you the same way as it would them, tampering with holy materials and doing the wrong things with them. All right, now going to the vocabulary lesson. Our first word is Litvak Arak, in the long run. Lien Arak, beyond comparison. Aroma, naked, nude. Aron Ha Kadesh, holy ark. Aronat Kir, built in cupboard. Aronat Mikbat, kitchen cupboard. Aron, coffin. Aron Baat, chimney. Aron Baat, it also means play. Ben Bat Aruba, hostage. Makshanine Aruba, bonded warehouse. Haragim, killed person. Aragat, garden or bed. Aruka, ready, edited. Shuken Aruk, set table. Aruka, healing cure. Arukat, meal. Aruka Kala, light meal, snack. Aruka At Boker, breakfast. Arukat At Erev, supper, dinner. Arukat At Tisho Hore Mien, midday meal. Aruma, shrew. Arom Ra, damned, curse. Aurora Mishi, cursed be whoever. Harusha, demolished, destroyed. Arutim, channel, radio, TV. All right, that is it for the ministries. I'm going to close with a word of prayer. Good, open the hearts and minds of the brothers and sisters where they're able to understand and to be able to understand the spiritual food that's given to them and to be able to make good use of it. And I pray that it benefits them and helps them to solve their problems as they go through them on the day-to-day basis. I pray this and that you direct their footsteps and put them in good health and good standards. And I pray you provide sustenance, deliverance, and salvation for them. I pray this in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen.